And hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. It is our final show of the season. We've been talking about this Friday's very special Christmas waterfire lighting. So anybody, if you're around, we got a festival of trees. We've got Santa carolers and everything else. And then we were just talking to Eric Ayers about the other fire that we're doing in just a couple of weeks for the inauguration, January 6th. Tuesday, where you're going to do a big community celebration, kick off the new year and the new administration in the best way possible. And, you know, one of the themes is make it in Rhode Island. That's what Gina Raimondo, our new governor-elect, is saying, that we can make it here in Rhode Island. And speaking of making it in Rhode Island, one of the groups that has been so supportive of Waterfire and pretty incredible, they always cater the lunch for the Christmas Waterfire lighting, is the Ocean State Sandwich Company. If you have not heard from them or heard about them or been to their location, you should check them out. They do catering, and but not only that, they're just good people. So I am actually pulling on a good dear friend of mine, Eric Handwerger, who is the proprietor of the Ocean State Sandwich Company. Eric, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, Bronwyn.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. How are you doing this holiday season?
Fantastic.
Yeah, super busy?
Oh, as always.
Well, you know, I first, on behalf of all of Waterfire and all volunteers, and thank you so much for all that you do and everything that you've done to support us. I know it's going to be cold on Friday, but I've heard that you're bringing down two amazing soups and some sandwiches and things for our volunteers who are going to be decorating those Christmas trees during the day. What's on the menu, Eric?
Well, we're going to send down a variety of some of our most popular sandwiches, like the Apple Valley Turkey Sandwich and our Ocean State Ultimate Grinder. But I know it is going to be cold, so we are definitely going to be sending the troops some soup.
Nice.
We make 4 to 6 soups a day in-house, and they're getting two of our favorites, a Chipotle Sweet Potato Bisque, and the one that's always on our menu is our Blade Steak Chili.
That Blade Steak Chili is to die for.
While they decorate the trees.
Nice. I love that Blade Steak Chili. And, you know, the reason that I thought that you were such a great fit to bring on the show today was, well, one, because you're so generous, you and your company and your entire family have just been wonderful to Waterfire. But, you know, the food is amazing. And, again, everything's made in Rhode Island. That's pretty much what you've done at the restaurant, right? Well,
we do as much as we can to provide quality product using local purveyors, local bakers, to make just fantastic soups, salads, and sandwiches. I pick up the bread every morning from Buono's Bakery to make all of our anything that goes on a sub roll. I drive in from my home and stop at Stamp Egg Farm and pick up the eggs. Mm-hmm. I get produce from Confreda Farms to make soups. It's, we're part of Rhode Island, and we want to support those who are around us. There's so much around us that is great. Why not use it?
Exactly. And, you know, I know that you're located in Johnston. What's the exact address of the Ocean State in Johnston?
We're at 1345 Hartford Ave in Johnston.
Okay, now being a Rhode Islander, you've got to kind of put that near something.
Across the street from the old BJ's.
There you go.
It used to be a Walt's Roast Beef.
See, now everyone will know exactly where you are, because we're in Rhode Island, and that's
exactly
how we identify things.
But, and we are also under construction for our downtown location.
Yeah, now where is that going to be?
155 Westminster Street.
Nice. Well, because you do catering as well, right?
Yes, we do.
And is it normally just sandwiches and soups and what's on your normal menu, or do you expand that to do anything?
We do. We are food people. We do love to cook. The majority of it is sandwiches, salads, and soups. But we can branch out and do hot food for people.
Awesome. And so, all right, here's my question for you. What would you suggest for people that are, entertaining and having people over? I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go get some boxes of soup from you and have them at my house and do like little soup shooters, because that makes life easy for my Christmas party. But what do you think is a something that's really good for the holidays to serve people?
You know, I like our sandwich menu. We've got a nice variety of quality sandwiches. What I like to do is put a bunch of them together, cut them into quarters so people can graze around the variety of them, and, you know, let everybody just have a good time.
Yeah, nice. So, and what are you doing for the holidays?
I'm hosting, actually, at my home. We're having some friends and family over, and we're going to have a nice, you know, relaxing evening and have some great food and great company.
Well, you know what, Eric, I just want to let you know that you and your family, so you come from a family of foodies, actually.
Yes.
I know, because didn't your parents own something called the Left Bank or something?
Yeah, my father had a restaurant in downtown Providence called the Left Bank, and that's actually where he met my mother. Mm-hmm. She was doing her Johnson & Wales co-op as the salad cook there.
Well, we all know that lots of great chefs come out of Johnson & Wales because,
again,
here in Rhode Island, we got everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Well, you know what? I think that your food's amazing. I thank you so much for all that you do for WaterFire. Well, and I really, you know, if people are out there, how can they find out more about what your menu is, how to reach you, when your new place is opening?
We'll keep everybody posted on our Facebook page as far as the new opening goes. Mm-hmm. But you can check out our website with our menu at sandwichri.com.
Yeah.
And we update it daily with our soups and specials. And, you know, we also do our Facebook page. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled on that.
Well, thanks for doing, you know, just wonderful things for our community. Thanks for keeping it in Rhode Island. And I'm so glad to hear about the new store. And love to you and your family from me and the Rock and Rev and all the WaterFire.
Thank you, Bronwyn.
All right. Well, listen, you have a great one. And to everybody out there who has welcomed us into your homes or your cars or wherever you might be listening, from all of the WaterFire staff, we wish you the most happiest of holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. And I'm sure there's a lot of other ones that I'm missing, but we couldn't do it without you, and we are so proud to be part of Rhode Island. So thank you for listening. You've been listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And a big thank you to Cumulus Media, Joe Lembo, and Barbara Haynes, and Brett Ferruccio, best producer ever.